Sackville parent Patricia Kelly Spurls is spending Friday on the front lawn of the legislature, waiting for her chance to meet and talk with Education Minister Bill Hogan about his recently announced changes to New Brunswick's Policy 713. Hogan released his changes in a news conference yesterday morning and immediately took criticisms in the legislature, most notably from Liberal leader Susan Holt, Memram Cook-Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten, and eight members of his own party who sat out of the legislature, citing concerns over the policy changes. Hogan outlined three areas of change, with the most significant being in the requirement for teachers to use students' preferred names and pronouns. The original Policy 713 requires that school staff use a student's preferred first name and pronouns consistently in ways the student has requested. But Hogan's revision limits this requirement to only students 16 and over. Hogan told reporters that he felt the original policy was fundamentally wrong because it did not require parents to be notified of preferred name changes in kids under 16.
Under the policy as it currently stands, if an elementary student changes their gender and their gender identity and name, the school is required to make a plan to support the change at school. But it is, in essence, hidden from parents unless the child gives permission to share that with them. We believe that is fundamentally wrong to not share this information with parents if we are using it on a daily basis. It puts teachers in a really challenging position when we recognize that teachers hold a position of public trust. We understand that the impact on a child's mental health is significant and that we need the support from our partners and our stakeholders in education, which primarily are our parents. We must respect parents and the role that they play in their child's life in education. Parents are in the best position to support their child through the majority of life changes, like a change in gender identity.
Hogan told reporters he would not be requiring teachers to out children, but if children 15 and under wanted their teachers to use their preferred names at school, they would need parental consent. The revised policy also adds a direct reference to resources for kids who aren't ready to disclose to their parents through school social workers and counselors. In question period at the legislature, Liberal leader Susan Holt asked Hogan to clarify and explain the policy change, and in response, Hogan doubled down on his talking points of the day, including parents' rights and also teachers' positions of public trust, which he indicated would be violated if teachers withheld information from parents about their children's preferred names.
Can the minister clarify how a teacher is expected to refer to an under 16-year-old gender nonconforming student tomorrow?
Minister of Education, Early Childhood Development. Order.
Well, I thank the member opposite again, the leader of the official opposition, for raising this important point about the rights of families and what and how we need to work with families and how we need to involve them in their children's education and work with them together. The policy changes that were announced this morning come into effect on July 1st, which is the beginning of the new school year. It's incredibly important not to put teachers in a challenging position where they're going to do something that's contrary to the wishes of the parent and thereby violate their position of public trust. So as a professional myself, I take that very serious, the part about being in a position of public trust, because that is an extremely high standard to maintain.
That's Education Minister Bill Hogan speaking yesterday in the New Brunswick legislature. Memram Cook-Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten told Hogan he was putting teachers in the position of misgendering their students or dead-naming them, using a previously given or non-preferred name. Here's Mitten in an exchange with Hogan during question period.
Mr. Speaker, the Minister of Education says he doesn't want to put teachers in challenging positions, yet this new policy seems like it will put teachers in the challenging position where they will have to dead-name and misgender students if they do not have their parents' consent. The harm this will cause is absolutely unacceptable. Let me repeat this. It will cause serious harm to 2S LGBTQ plus students. Students need to feel safe around their teachers, and being deadnamed and misgendered is not the way to create a safe school environment for some of our most vulnerable students. The best interest of the child should always be paramount when making any of these decisions. It clearly isn't here. Why is the minister putting 2S LGBTQ plus lives at risk by insisting that they be deadnamed and misgendered?
The Minister of Education and Early Childhood Development.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you to the member opposite for the question. I don't believe that I'm putting anybody's life at risk, and I don't think that understanding what a position of public trust means and how challenging that is for teachers, that we want to put teachers in that position. It's extremely important to continue to create safe spaces for our LGBTQ plus students, teachers, parents, but at the same time, we need to respect parent rights. We need to respect parent choices. We need to involve them, and we want to involve them all the time in their children's education. This is just another step, but we're not going to out them, but we're going to support them at the same time. Thank you.
The member from Member Pope, Chancellor Mark.
Mr. Speaker, what is this minister even talking about? Has he listened to any of the experts? Has he listened to anyone in Pride and Education, the Child and Youth Advocate, the Women's Council, all of the Pride groups, all of the trans and non-binary students, their parents, who are saying their lives are at risk? This is absolutely unacceptable. And I really hope that everyone in this House, including on that side, will stand up against this nonsense. It's beyond nonsense. It's harmful. There are lives at risk. I can't even believe that the minister would stand up and saying he doesn't think lives are at risk. I've heard of youth who are at risk, who have self-harmed, who are afraid. And this minister does not care at all about their rights, the LGBTQ plus rights. Why does the minister insist on putting their lives at risk by deadnaming and misgendering them?
That's Memram Cook Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten and Minister of Education Bill Hogan speaking yesterday during question period in the New Brunswick Legislature. Patricia Kelly-Spurrells was listening closely to the discussion in the legislature on Thursday. Kelly-Spurrells is a parent to a 14-year-old trans kid who started using their chosen name and pronouns a few years ago, during the time that Policy 713 was brought in. Kelly-Spurrells says she has concerns about the changes to the policy section on self-identification.
I'm concerned that without having the provincial policy support children's choice and right to use the name and pronouns that feel right to them, it'll be left up to individual teachers, feelings of the day, and also that children in school, but also trans people, you know, who aren't in school, won't feel that these choices are legitimate and supported by the government, by the educational system, and by the public.
Okay. So one of the main things that people are concerned about is, you know, preventing harm to kids. So I wonder if you could explain a bit, what do we mean by, what kind of harm are we talking about?
Well, the harm that I'm most concerned about is the risk of suicide and of suicidal ideation, which is, you know, wishes to commit suicide or thinking about suicide. The research shows that trans kids are more likely to consider suicide than non-trans kids. And having even one context in which they can use their chosen name and pronouns decreases their risk of suicidal ideation by 29%. This is something that is easy to implement. It doesn't require additional staff or additional funding, and I think it's an important way that we can support trans kids and their families.
You sort of mentioned that you are not sure why this policy is being reviewed, and you're not sure it should be, I guess, debated in a political forum right now. How would you like to see this, you know, addressed.
Yeah, well, I think education, you know, like pretty much any other field, has a body of professionals that do research and are engaged in practice. And rather than having these decisions made by political caucuses, I'd like to see the decisions made by people who are involved in the field, who are experts in that area.
That's Sackville parent Patricia Kelly Spurls, who is spending today in Fredericton on the front lawn of the legislature, waiting to speak to Education Minister Bill Hogan about his recently announced changes to Policy 713. The revisions will lift the requirement for teachers to call students under 16 by their preferred names and pronouns. Kelly Spurls and other critics say that could increase risks of harm to trans kids. Kelly Spurls says she will be back at the lawn of the legislature while it's in session until Minister Hogan is able to speak with her about Policy 713.